This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
New England Nightly News.
All right, for the New England Nightly News tonight, we head out to the great town of Milford, where two people are facing charges after a brawl broke out earlier this week at an American Legion baseball game.
Two people are charged after this violent fight at a baseball game we showed you last night. Video shows a fan running onto the field, trading punches with a player. It happened during the American Legion game between Milford and East Springfield on Monday. Milford police say 19-year-old Eliza Rosario LeBron of Holyoke and a 17-year-old from Milton are both charged with assault. The game was suspended and completed tonight with extra police.
Okay, and by the way that game ended, it was 5-2 Milford. On Tuesday, when the game got suspended for the brawl, East Springfield came back and hit a walk-off three-run home run to win the game. So just to complete the circle here, that's not the headline by any means, but I figured I'd point that out. If you watch this video, and I didn't realize this, but American Legion Baseball, the kids in the league are between ages 13 and 19. I played Little League and I played Babe Ruth League when I was a kid, but I never played Legion Ball. And I played a little in high school, but like, you know. I wasn't a very good baseball player. I could pitch a little bit, but I wasn't a very good hitter. That being said, this is, if you watch the video, this seems like a miscarriage of justice to me, the way this all happened. A spectator, I think a kid from Milton. So they say there's a 19-year-old from the Milford. A 19-year-old kid from the East Springfield team got charged with assault and battery, as did a 17-year-old kid from Milford who came out of the stands and rushed the field and was then, you know, engaged with these players on the team. And if you saw this kid, now I don't know for sure that this kid, Eliza Rosario LeBron, the 19-year-old East Springfield player, if it's the kid I saw in the video who was wearing, I think, number 19 on his jersey, I don't know why you would pick a fight with a kid like that. The kid looked like Aaron Judge. I mean, the kid was a moose, Eliza Rosario LeBron, which quite a name. The kid was about as tall as LeBron. And this kid, this 17-year-old, rushed the field to attack him or attack somebody. And I just, my whole thing after watching this is, like, in a professional game or a college game, if someone rushes the field and then gets laid out by a player on the field, you don't charge the player on the field with assault and battery, right? Like that? I've never seen that. And I've seen people get, you know, rip their clothes off and they're running around holding sparklers on the field and, you know, got stuff tattooed all over their nipples. And it's like, great, okay, can someone please hit this guy? And then here comes, you know, Aaron Donald or someone who just lays the guy out. And it's great. I mean, it's one of the great, and Kevin Harlan's narrating the whole thing. It's terrific. You know, it's always a good time when that happens. But in this case, the kid rushes the field.
The guy is drunk.
Yes, I don't know if he was or not. He's 17, so, I mean, you know, jury's out there. But someone rushes the field, and the players on the field defend themselves.
had as a kid on the field get charged. I wonder if those charges will stick. I feel like they probably won't. And maybe there was more to the video than what I saw. But what I saw was this kid run on the field, and this giant on the team runs up and gets off a couple of pretty strong-looking right crosses that I saw. I mean, he was winding up from, he was winding up from Worcester on some of those. And I don't know if he connected. I don't know exactly what happened. But I was surprised. I was surprised that it was handled that way. That a player who was on the field when someone stormed the field would be charged with, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that never happens. It usually doesn't go that way. So maybe there was more to the video that I missed. I'm not going to make assumptions here or say I think the police got it wrong. I really don't know. I only saw the clips that were on the news. But the clips that I saw on the news looked pretty cut and dry. Kid runs on the field. He wants beef with somebody. Someone gives it to him, and that's that. Don't run on the field. Okay? Pretty simple. Don't want to start it.
Have we learned nothing from the Malice in the Palace?
Exactly, right? You know, I mean, the difference there is that Ron Artest jumped into the stand. You know, once you cross that line, it's like at the Waffle House. Once you go over the counter, there's no laws anymore. You know, like there's no rules. It doesn't apply. It's not normal society. If you go over the counter at the Waffle House, they can do anything. You know, they can. It's over. That's it. Same thing. You cross onto the field when you're not supposed to be there and there's players out on the field. I treat it sort of like I would treat it if I was one of those players. Like when you're driving and an ambulance comes up behind you and you know you got to pull over. So you just do whatever you can to pull over, right? You know, sorry, buddy, I got to cut you off here. I got to pull over. There's a fire truck behind me. Or there's a cop car or an ambulance or whatever it is. Sorry if I'm cutting you off. I got to do this. This is the way it works. And that's, you know, that's what you do. It's kind of the same thing. There's not normal traffic laws, just like there's not normal assault and battery laws when someone rushes the field in the middle of a game. That's how I always thought of it, because I've never heard of a player getting charged when they deck one of these idiots running around with their wiener out, jumping around in the field, you know?
I guess it's different because every situation we're thinking of is in the pros, and this is just American Legion baseball.
I know, but shouldn't that still matter, right? Don't cross the line. Don't attack someone in the middle of the game. And if you do, then it's not their fault if they
It's just more susceptible. Go for you. It's just Legion baseball makes it more susceptible to put the charges on both of them rather than just one person.
I suppose. I mean, listen, I don't know much about American Legion baseball.
I agree with you, though. I do feel like in due time, the player who defended himself, quote unquote, will skate free.
And he also, it's not like this guy ran up to him and he was pushing him back. Like he stepped to the fight. It's not like he backed down or anything. And there was already sort of a crowd form. I'm watching the video again right now. We unfortunately do not have anybody running our video tonight, despite the fact that this was a scheduled night off for the Boston Red Sox. We do not have a scheduled video person here tonight, so we can't show you this on Twitch or on YouTube. Apologies all around. You probably already figured that out if you've been watching the show, and it doesn't cut to commercial. It's just showing you an empty chair. Like, you probably figured there was no one on video tonight. But that just so happens to be the lot in life here of the night show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.